Hey guys, good morning. I hope you're doing well. I recently visited with my GP and I'm doing pretty good. I'm still on the road to recovery, but she reminds me slow and steady and I should be well within the year time frame that they suggested, so I'm pretty happy about that. I also recently have finished the Experiencing God study with the ladies. It was a wonderful book. If you haven't done it, I would suggest that you do it. And what I walked away from with that, besides just getting to know God so much better, is that he wants me to not be looking around at what other people are doing and that I should be focusing on what he's asked me to do. We are going to start another book called A Tale of Three Kings. I have it right here. We're going to begin November 9th if anybody's interested. Let me know. We have a couple slots open. It is a Zoom meeting on Tuesday nights at 7:30 Mountain Time if you're interested in that. I did see on the news, Vera, thank you, Vera, she sent me a link to a local news story about a guy who had falciparum malaria in Albuquerque, which is so, so rare. And this is the kind of malaria that I had, and it just reminded me how good God is to me, and that he saved me for a reason. It reminds me that I'm here, I have purpose, God has purpose for you. I don't know if you know that. And just to share with you, he has asked me to go again, and I have said yes to that. And so that is in my future. I did announce this at my care team meeting over the weekend. If you're wondering what a care team is or how you can be a part and come serve alongside me, reach out to me and let me know. I'll make you a video explaining what a care team is. That is what is actually going on with me right now. Yeah. Oh, I do have a couple prayer requests. Just continued recovery. My allergies have been very bad this week, and because of my kidney damage before, there's only a certain type of allergy medicine I can take, and it doesn't really do anything for me. And so I've been, I joke that I sound like Phyllis Diller, but I don't know if some of you are laughing and some of you are thinking, I don't know who that is, and you're going to need to go look it up. Just dated myself or aged myself. But anyway, for my allergies, hopefully something will freeze over soon and I'll be able to breathe at night. And just a quick update on Tim. He came through well. He's exhausted, but he is at home now. He's not in the hospital anymore. And it seems to be successful. So now he's on the road to recovery from his stem cell transplant surgery. So thank you guys for praying for him and his wife, Kim, just that they could continue on that path. That's it. That's what's going on with me. Thank you guys. And I'll talk to you again in a week or two. Bye.